Good morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's wake up time, children. Hope you rise and shine. Another day of school, another day to shine, another day to be thankful and grateful for life left more abundantly, and thankful for where you to wake up in a loving family, have food on your table, clothes on your back, and those are so prayerful, the same for y'all. But this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is our prayer time. Welcome to the Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams. And we're going to celebrate the fact that we have life, and life more abundantly. When you think about the goodness of God, just think about that. Think about what God did for you. Think about how he rescued you. Think about how he came and shined his life and light through you and in you. But think about how wonderful God is. Now, keep your mind focused on him. Just stay focused and remove and prevent the thoughts of whatever environment we seem to be in, situation we seem to be in. And I know it can be hard sometimes, but maybe more than sometimes. But let's try to force ourselves to think about good things. So I want you to take a second, or a couple, I'm going to give you a minute. Take a deep breath. Breathe out. Take another deep breath. Breathe out. Before we go into ask you a prayer to God, I want us, want you, your own self, that I will do it with you in a minute. I want you to think about what God means to you, what God loves means to you, how God's a comfort to you, how God's a wisdom to you, how God give you wisdom, and think about things to be thankful for. I want you to thank God for the things in your life. Be grateful. I want you to offer a praise to God and your thanksgiving and your gratitude and your love towards him. So wherever you're at, if you can lift your hands up and do this, that's great. If you can stand up and lift your hand up and go all four angles and go around the circle and say just thank you, God, and say whatever you want to say, put into the atmosphere how much you love him. And now if you do that, if you're not, if you say you're on a bus stop or something, I'm not protecting nobody, just put your hand up and go around or just imagine yourself and you're standing there, your hands up and you're talking to God. But more than imagine, just do it. No matter what somebody see or what they think of you, just do it. And you don't want to throw your hands up because somebody might think of something else. You just go in the, you can walk around in a circle. Nobody know you're actually walking in a circle. But by your mind, your thoughts are towards God. If you're on a bus stop or you're on a plane, train, automobile, bus, whatever, and you're sitting there and just think about for a second. And you think about it all day long, but I'm just saying, in your mind, just imagine yourself with your hands up, praising God. And give him all the glory and all the praise. Do that now. I'll give you a minute. As you did your praise and as you did your worship, praise and thanking God. I say thank you, God, for waking up this morning. I say thank you, God, for life. Well, thank you for being God. Thank you for being Lord and Savior and Redeemer. Thank you for sending your awesome, wonderful Son. Thank you for breath. Thank you for life. Thank you for being the tree of life. Thank you for being the bread of life. Thank you for just being you. Thank you for being the great I am. Thank you for never leaving and never forsaking. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for, yes, for everything. That's good. All things work good for those that love. I thank you, Father God, Holy Spirit. Thank you in Jesus' holy name. Now we will go into prayer. I hope you had a wonderful time sending up praise and gratitude up to God and thanking for all the things in your life. And that's very important. Sometimes we say a couple things and we go right into prayer, asking. Even though he say, ask, you shall receive, seek, you shall find, knock, and should be open. But we got to be mama. We got to be grateful. Be grateful for your parents. Even with this morning, children, whoever taking care of you, Tell them you love them. Regardless of how many times their mother told you, just tell them, I love you. I'm grateful for you putting food on the table, that you provide home for me. I'm grateful for you helping with my schoolwork and that you have whatever kind of career they have, they're entrepreneur, being go-getters and making a difference in your life, or teaching good, valuable things that make a difference in your life. Thank them for keeping you keeping you away from drugs and alcohol and abuse. Thank you. Just thank them. Thank your loved ones. Thank your brothers and sisters for being your brothers and sisters. This is never awesome cousin. Just be grateful. We're going to go into prayer now. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to your throne and give you thanks and praise for all power and glory be unto you. You are wonderful God, awesome God, wonderful God. You are God with mystery in you, God with direction in you, God with focus in you, God, who put your word. It's so clear. It's walk on this earth, Jesus. And you left the gave men wisdom with the direction from your Holy Spirit to write the Bible within basic instruction before leaving earth. They gave us just a guide to walk by, a guide to live by, as well as so many other truths that we can say the Bible, but come in so many other forms of manuals. I mean, you go to school with textbooks and stuff that teaches other things, how the anatomy, how the physiology of the anatomy, how the, you know, the mind work. And just thank you for all the different truths and information you give us throughout the years, God. We pray that the children have an active day of learning, a safe day of learning, a peaceful day in a home, as they travel from home to school or when they home or to another family house or a neighbor house, somebody in the community, maybe teach them homeschool or they watch them after school, whatever the situation is. I pray that they're safe and protected from seeing unseen problems, situation, and danger in the national and the supernatural situation. Or anybody, any of the children going out for any kind of medical procedure, I pray health and safety and healing, God. I pray strength there, God. I pray that the children who bully stop bullying. I pray for children who have been bullied, that you let them, give them know that you are theirs and they rejoice in you and they bullying will stop. People stop bullying. I ask this in your name, God, by the power of the blood of love for you is poured all over them, in them, and through them, God. Let them know that you is gone. Those who know you, just praise and worship and know you never leave and forsake. Let those who don't know you realize you are there. You never leave and forsake, but they must call on you. They must believe that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but through you, Jesus Christ. We just give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise belong to you. Because this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We must rejoice. We must celebrate life. We must celebrate another day or turning things around. We can't look at yesterday and say, we can look at it for a glance to write some notes down, things we enjoy, and some points we may have learned to bring us along. But never try our best not to stay in the past so much, especially the past where they're going to drain good energy from you because you're dealing with some negative thoughts. And that's why it's not easy, but we got to try our best. God, help us through this. God, please, Heavenly Father, help them through removing negative thoughts. Help them have a positive outlook on life, a positive situation. Even where they are, let them envision itself being broke out into a new day of deliverance. Deliverance from whatever they may be facing, God. Let them have a victory day when they are the exams and the my nephew, and he's going for his math. He has an exam this week, studying for it. It's a school in the school year, God. I bless and that each one of my nieces and nephews and children in my family and children around the world who got different type of exams, they have victory and they're studying for the exam, preparing themselves. It's not too late. We was on the fence all your year, children, young men and women, get up there and touch that. And tell a little brother and try to cram it. Let's say, okay, I'm going to focus on this and just relax. Read over it and just take your time. Turn on YouTube. They got some good studying tools or whatever it is you don't understand. Pour it out. I mean, people get free information. People love to share information. That's what you know. It's a lot of people in this world love God. Because most people, you know, they ain't thinking about sharing. But they're giving. They're giving all their time. So just put information down. Some is getting zero from sharing information. Some may be getting a profit, but they're still giving you some valuable, good content. And if you can get it for free, it's wonderful. Especially if you don't have the means, it's wonderful. So if you have the opportunity, I pray this God for all the children who had the opportunity to get the best education, not only in school, but everything in life that you provide them, the wisdom to take whatever they're interested in, to learn more about how to do. Maybe they're interested in being a car manufacturer. Learn what being a manufacturer is about. How do you develop a car? How do you do engineering? What is it being a car engineer? What is it being a water engineer? What is it being an environment engineer? What it is, and just start reading about it. You're never too young to read about it. You're never too old. Because as long as you got breath in your body, you can still. Young children, you have a wonderful day in school. I just pray the best for y'all in mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every day I just pray, then the children have prayed, the teachers and everybody, we have a wonderful day after day in school, after day of learning, and a pleasant day of learning, a victorious day of learning. God, this is my humble prayer to you, God, and I believe you for it, and I thank you always in advance, always in advance. Okay, children, go ahead to school, look around, be careful of your environment. I know everybody might not celebrate Christmas, but whatever you celebrate, just know it's about Jesus, the holiday. How you celebrate, it's your personal way. There's no wrong way of celebrating Christmas. So have a good day. School bells are ringing. Okay. Take care until next Tuesday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Blog Talk Radio at the Love Truth Show. This is Kim Williams from Love Truth Ministry. Have a blessed day, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.